two, that's Don't Blink. The Eagles, Glenn Frey and Joe Walsh, along as my co-host this week. And Joe, a little bit ago, we were talking about you being out on the road with Kenny this past summer. And when he was in here as my co-host, Kenny talked about rehearsing with you in Omaha.
We did a whole run through of our whole show. And at the end, Joe was actually there for that run through the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did our show and got to the point where we introduced Joe, and we came up and we did Rocky Mountain Way, and we did Life's Been Good. And then after that, Joe just kind of went off, and we played forever. We had the whole crew, the catering people, the people that worked at the building there in Omaha. And the next thing you know, we had 400 or 500 people just kind of gathered around watching Joe and us play.
Mm-hmm. Those are fun. You know, if I can just interject, I know Joe right now, if we were on television, Joe's blushing. Joe's he's a little bit overwhelmed right now, but the fact of the matter is those songs, you can just hear it in Kenny's voice, they are so much fun to play. It was fun for us when Joe came out in 1975 on the Stones Tour. We wheeled him out in a road box for our encore.
Yeah, they had a case made.
We had a road case made. I mean, he'd go like the girl coming out of the cake. We'd open up the road box, and Joe and a Les Paul had come out, and we would do Rocky Mountain Way. And boy, I just kept thinking, God, we got to get this guy in the band. We got to do more of this.
It's like history repeats itself almost. Because it was cool being around Kenny's band. It was funny to watch these guitar singers watching him play.
Yeah, they were. They were watching me close.
Joe, what do you want me to play?
I don't care. Play anything you want.
Something that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, it was definitely a great time with you and Kenny out this year on tour and seeing you guys in Omaha. And along with Joe Walsh and Glenn Frey, the Eagles, we're going to head back to the countdown here. And, of course, the number one song in the USA for the second week belongs to Carrie Underwood, So Small.